Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Estra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. When Congress's main income did not come from lobbyists or fundraising activities, perhaps loyalty to the American citizens came easier. While Main Street has been sleeping or convinced that they too could become a part of the 1% by the many dangling carrots before them, basic civil rights have been tossed by the wayside. This includes protections for those injured in car accidents. While Main Street Americans have been placing their faith in Wall Street to share profits of everyone's hard work, their main gifts have been decades of wage stagnation, exorbitant cost of living increases, less time for themselves, and additional work hours as exempt employees, which further reduce salaries. On top of this, employers have become self-insured, meaning they are also employees' insurance companies, with many refusing to pay out legitimate claims. To make matters worse, banking, insurance, and finance has become one melting pot for the wealthy. Government legislation ends up supporting means to an end for these multi-billion dollar corporations, while Main Street becomes homeless, hungry, jobless, and denied insurance benefits. There is so much private money floating around our government officials now, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between who is lending to whom. What do insurance, banking, employers, Social Security disability, and police have to do with policyholders filing a claim? Big money. Yes, that's true. When you take note of the amount of money these conglomerates have, they would rather keep it for themselves than give it to policyholders. Most of them are tied together in making this happen. In past times, they were separate entities, but now they are working in unison. This leaves less support and help for the average policyholder. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today for the topic of insurance, banking, finance effects on policyholders from Seattle, Washington, USA. Insurance was initially created to reduce the risk of losing what most people had when the unexpected occurred, especially since traditional families were no longer extended ones with less helping hands in recovery. The pool of funds was large enough to spread the disaster around so policyholders would be sufficiently protected and there would be enough after investments to generate a reasonable profit for insurance companies. As time went by, more and more people saw that the value in having insurance to avoid loss of resources, and employers began to offer this option as part of the employee package. Of course, this action also increased the amount of money available to large corporations for investments. Employee trust and loyalty towards these companies grew by policyholders. There seemed to be a mutual respect of insurer and insured. Yet the actual number of claim denials and delays are often not in plain view for policyholders to examine. Many insured don't have the money to fight for the full benefits of their claims, so they settle for a great deal less than their claim is worth. And if their claims are completely denied, most policyholders were already short on resources, which doesn't leave much to fight with against these huge corporations. Wall Street, or one could consider them to be globally funded companies, resources were more than enough to continue expansion, including their ability to hire lobbyists to protect their interests from government hindrances. So while protection of policyholders began to shrink, the powers and wealth of these companies grew, along with the monopolies they were developing. While workers were struggling to make ends meet, Wall Street was taking money which should have been going to wages, pensions, and insurance claims instead of using it to create equity funds few could understand or even track, making billions of dollars at the expense of Main Street and the illusion of material growth, such as products or infrastructure, when frankly, all that was being increased is the cash and the pockets of these corporations. Somewhere down the road, too many of these companies decided it was more important to take care of themselves than the country and people who would help them to build this wealth. And the people of Main Street were left behind to fend for themselves on the few real resources available. The country then began to feel like one large crab pot. With so many individuals trying to claw their way to the top, they forgot what was important, such as personal values, integrity, humanity, and lifting one another up. The lessons learned through generations and generations of support were significantly reduced, and the birth of greed beyond what the company had ever encountered became the norm. To make matters worse, Wall Street corporations began merging together, absorbing more and more power, protections, and resources. All of a sudden, Main Street woke up to find its food system without proper checks and balances, infrastructures falling apart, water quality so bad, more and more people began purchasing bottled water, creating a new profit frontier for those who had already taken more than their share of resources. Yet, this wasn't enough for these corporations. There was more money to be made. Now, these same companies run the country through insurance, banking, and financing. The rules which isolated these functions have been removed through the use of money via lobbyists, leaving the country subjected to the whims of those in power, providing personal agendas to be bought by those with greed at the forefront of their minds. At the start of the last recession, we saw what power gone wild can do not only to a country, but a global economy. When controls are removed for the benefit of a few at the world's expense. And what has this meant for policyholders? When these companies run and control every aspect of the insurance claim process, it means everything they do can be done in order to eliminate a claim. It means they can decide if and when any money will be paid out, how much suffering they can inflict in order for you to receive it or not, and the rate of returns they will make on your premium dollars in which you provide. This also forced many policyholders into substandard lives by insurance companies keeping money which should go out to claims. Corporate giants continue to grow in both power and wealth, while insureds spent out their lives in need and poverty. This was not the promise made to policyholders. The actual dollar values committed to policyholders' contracts did not seem to have so many let the buyer be well fine points. Congress should not have allowed this to be a part of the deal if they were interested in the consumer. By allowing the global powers to control consumers at the state level, instead of having an insured civil rights legislation designed on a federal scale, this would have allowed more protections for policyholders. Congress has opened the door for unfair insurance practices with little recourse for workers who file auto, LTD, or life insurance claims. What happens when a substantial claim is filed by a policyholder? Is it paid out immediately, as Wall Street does with one another? No, it's not. They recognize the importance to keep their lives functioning as usual. But Main Street life issues is of no value or little value for them. Otherwise, wouldn't Wall Street pay out Main Street as they do themselves? Some use the excuses as prevalence of fraud as their concern, when in actuality it is with these large corporations with high-powered attorneys to keep their problems at bay where much of the fraud takes place. When you take a look at the amount taken from government contracts for shady completed work or piles of cash taken to the Middle East, not to be spoken about by our government since the use in the war, or the loads of cash to be spent on winning the 2016 elections, if true fraud and abuse wants to be found, my recommendations would be to start at the top, where the greatest grievances can be found. With banking now in the grips of taking from Main Street with high maintenance fees, almost no interest paid on monthly balances, exorbitant interest rates on the ones who can least afford it, yet these same corporations receive billions of profits and would never consider accepting what they offer to consumers for the use of their money. When options are taken to take away from Main Street for the strict purpose of greed, the injustice which this creates will eventually cause the average person to rise up and say, "This is enough." Even Rosa Parks got tired of riding in the back of the bus. Yet, just as with Mrs. Parks, everyone must speak up and stand for change. When insured civil rights legislation is put in place to protect policyholders from unfair settlements, denied claims, and extended time frames before money is received, it restores options of fairness for people with claims. Just as the Dodd-Frank Act brought protections for banking customers, giving less risk when gambling is done by the banking industry, consider also being proactive for fair interest rates and also credit rates. This would improve the lives of the average citizens who now can pay up to 30% on the interest rate and have a difficult time even getting a checking account. Financing policies which keep Social Security funds from Wall Street, along with other important legislative laws, should also be considered at this point. We need laws that prevent money to be used in ways that only benefit a few Americans rather than places the country's directives back on track. Frankly, reducing the level of monopolies in these three industries, that's insurance, banking, and finance, returns us closer to an equal playing field. When recognizing Americans can only be great again when we realize hurting those who make our country great and work those typically now 7-to-7 jobs, these workers need the proper consideration and respect they deserve. And if they become sick or injured, they still deserve the benefits they have paid premiums on each paycheck. It's important for you to stand up today against not receiving the benefits of your insurance policy. Until we stand united against bad faith practices, whether insurance, banking, or finances, just to mention the three we're talking about today, they will continue and actually, in my opinion, get worse. Americans don't deserve to live in poverty for all the hard work that we do. Be sure to stand up for insured civil rights today. It makes a difference, not only for you as a policyholder, but those who are going to come after you who might need to be able to receive the benefits in which they've been paying for, in most cases, for years. Is statistical information regarding insurance industry held so closely to their chest in order to keep policyholders ignorant about their behaviors? Does the banking industry understand the scare they received when more people decided to place their money into credit unions because of high rates? Does the FDIC need to become more proactive in protecting more than bank balances that protect the wealthiest in our country rather than the poor? Perhaps enacting financing laws to protect consumers would be even more valuable. This is only the beginning of this topic to share the effects on policyholders. I look forward in the future of telling you more. Always remember there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision, and my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions, and it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You'll also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's as great as a gift or personal use. the 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Esther, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. I also want to thank Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the song Midnight Run by OK. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.